Welcome to Skilled and Fulfilled, a podcast for service providers, coaches, and freelancers. You got into business because you're good at what you do, and now you're stuck marketing a business. If you're tired of out-of-touch advice from big-name educators, you'll love real insights from real people who realistically want to make an income from their business and not run ragged in the process. And I'm your host, Felter Unfiltered. Welcome to another episode of Skilled and Fulfilled. Today, I'm sharing the biggest mistakes that you're making with your online presence. If you're running your business primarily online, that means that people don't always have the opportunity to meet you or to get to know you. Because of that, your website, your Instagram, the content that you're putting out, your podcast, whatever it is, it all has to speak for you. And before someone can really dive in to see your value and to see your expertise, they're taking these very quick, cursory glances at things. Because of that, we want to avoid very big mistakes that are costing us our first impression. In the very early days of COVID, when it was that 180 shift that the world made, I was working with an executive coach and professional speaker who used to be the face of his bookings and made a lot of his bookings in person. And now his website had become the face of his bookings because, of course, we were all living behind laptops at home. He primarily booked about $10,000 gigs and he was having a really hard time getting traction. And he didn't feel like his website was showing him as the executive and the expert that he was. So when I started working with him on his website and his branding, the website itself had a lot of clip art. There was just this endless list of services. There was really no call to action or no why. There was no reason for someone to take action once they got there. It was really hard to digest all the information. And the colors that were being used were orange, lime green, and gray, and it didn't really give an executive vibe. So of course, together, we worked on his colors, creating a more clean and simple design. We worked on his photos. We trimmed down the services into categories, and we created better content for him. So now he is booking gigs because of his website, not in spite of it. Obviously, I want the same for you, which is why in this episode, I'm going to share five really big mistakes that you might be making with your online presence. Of course, I'm going to explain each one, tell you why it matters, and obviously how to fix it. And just like every episode like this, it is absolutely not my goal to shame you or to make you feel embarrassed. I want to make you aware of these things so that you can do better, because of course, I'm going to tell you how to do better. And make sure that you stay until the end for how I can help you solve these problems and some free resources to get started. Shout out to some of my newest listeners listening from Buffalo, New York, Fenton, Missouri, and Mobile, Alabama. The first mistake that you're making is putting what your presence looks like up for a vote. So this looks like asking others to vote on your branding, your website template, Canva templates you should use, etc. And this really seems like a good idea. Hey, what do you like? What do you think looks good? But I absolutely do not recommend asking others to vote on your online presence. And there are really three reasons for this. The first one being that your branding is not a popularity contest. I talk about this all the time. Fonts, colors, shapes, they all have very distinct personalities. And just because your best friend or your Instagram followers like certain fonts and colors doesn't mean that they will attract your ideal client or speak for your brand. And so unless all of these people that you're asking are your ideal clients, their opinion is not going to give you any information about which branding or design choices are best. The second reason being that your branding should communicate what you want about your business. So is your business high-end or is it affordable? Is it creative and fun or is it buttoned up and traditional? The branding that you choose is going to communicate to the world what type of business you are and who you serve. So if you're just choosing branding because your mom, no offense mom, likes how it looks, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to tell potential clients who you are and get them to easily work with you. And then the third reason being that people are just going to vote based on personal preferences. So your Instagram followers are going to vote based off of the fonts and colors that they like, not based off of what's going to sell your business. So for example, your followers might like lime green logo with a Script font. But if your brand is serious and needs to look trustworthy, lime green and Script are not going to be the best choices to attract your ideal client. And the Script font that they like might not even be legible enough for people to know what the name of your business is. So instead, what we want to do is we want to choose 5 words. Be very intentional about what are the 5 words that we would want our ideal person to use when they interact with our business online in any way. And we're going to choose branding and templates that align with those 5 words. If your brand is modern and innovative, we want the fonts, the colors, the shapes, the design of everything that we choose to be modern and innovative so that our online presence speaks for itself. The second mistake you are making is being faceless or absent from your online presence. It is really tempting to want to look, quote unquote, bigger than our britches when we are a business owner. We feel more important. We look more important. We think that we can charge more if we're this big business or big operation versus this one person show or this small team. So because of that, I often see websites that are missing pictures of the business owner, the name of the business owner, who you are, why you. Let me tell you why this is a really big problem. And I want to use an example of a wedding videographer. So people are not hiring someone to video their wedding only because they want a video of it. If they did, they would literally get their nephew to do it for free. And that is the same with a website or social media management or podcast management. Everyone has someone in their life who could figure out how to do something for them and do it for free or do it for really cheap. They are hiring you as a service provider because they care about the experience, the expertise, and the end result. So you have to show them why you are the person to do that for them. And that means showing yourself, your name and your picture, your personality, your expertise, your approach. That is why someone is going to choose you over hiring their free nephew to do the same thing for them. So the big thing is that we absolutely need to have your name and your picture on your website and in more than one place. It should not be difficult to find who is the person that's going to show up and video my wedding. But in order to insert your expertise, your approach, and your personality, this is a really great thing that you can do with your content and with your website. Sticking with our wedding videographer example, I wanted to give 3 different ways that you could do this. Let's say that on the services page of your website, you have a section with a headline that says, "It's like we're never there." And then some copy underneath that describes how your approach as a wedding videographer is that you don't want to interrupt the experience of the wedding and you really pride yourself on being able to capture everything you need without anyone actually seeing you or feeling like you as the videographer in the way. For some people who might be looking for that, that headline is going to really speak to them and they're going to read that copy and know that you are the exact person for them. Or maybe you have a blog post or a post on Instagram that says, "Here's why we don't care if your ceremony is unplugged or not." And then you go into talking about how you're so good at your job that it doesn't matter if someone is standing up with an iPhone in the aisle, that you won't even capture them. They're not going to get in your way. And you're never even going to realize that that happened at your own wedding. Let's say that someone getting married has anxiety about telling people not to use their phones at the wedding and it being unplugged and how are they going to enforce it and whatever. And then they see you post that content and that is immediately going to calm their nerves and know, hey, this is the person that I need to video my wedding because it doesn't even matter if we have to put all this signage that it's an unplugged ceremony. And then the last example being on the homepage of your website, when someone first gets to it, instead of saying so-and-so videographer services or we help you capture your wedding day so that it blah, 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 you had a headline that says, "Remember your wedding day like the blockbuster movie it was." So if your style is really action-packed or you film weddings like they're an action movie, that's going to appeal to someone who is looking for that. So these are just 3 ways for this one type of service provider where you can easily insert your personality, your approach, your expertise. But if you're not showing it, then no one is going to know. And they're definitely not going to know why they should pick you. The third mistake you're making with your online presence is just choosing what's pretty or what looks good. Canva templates and website templates have made good-looking design very easy to achieve, which is a good thing. I'm not saying that you should not be using them. But if you are separately choosing good-looking templates for your website and your social media and your lead magnet, it doesn't mean that these are going to be cohesive with each other. And everything that someone sees paints a picture of your brand, the fonts, the colors, the shapes, whether pictures are cropped to a circle or a square or an organic shape, the layouts, the alignment, the logos. And when these are not consistent across platforms or across channels, that throws up red flags for people who are going from one to the other. And you may have heard me use the example before that if you were shopping on Target's website and you added something to your cart and then you went to check out and the cart looked completely different from the website that you were on before, colors were different, layout was different, fonts were different, that would throw up big red flags for you and you would not put your credit card info in and make a purchase on that website. So that's why it's so, so important to have consistency across every platform. The way that you're going to do that is you're going to make sure that you are choosing your branding with intention, like we talked about in mistake number one, and that you're going to be consistent everywhere. So this is the importance of a really solid, intentional, and well thought out brand foundation. And a lot of people think that they have that. They're like, oh yeah, I have two colors and I have a font that I use. But not only do you need multiple fonts, you need to know, what are my font styles? Every time you have a title on your website or on an Instagram graphic, it should look exactly the same, meaning the capitalization style, the font itself, the size, the weight, the spacing, same with subheadings, same with paragraph text or accent headings. When you make all of those decisions at once with your brand foundation, you don't have to make those little decisions every time, and you can easily achieve that consistency across every platform. The gist here is that your stuff can't just look good. It has to be on brand, representative of who you are, and be consistent across every platform. The fourth mistake that you are making with your online presence is that you are just blending in with everyone else. So the problem here is that good-looking stuff doesn't always speak for you. If you're serious, your stuff needs to look serious. If you're fun, it needs to look fun. If you're eclectic, if you're gentle and kind, whatever your brand words are, that's what your stuff needs to look like. So if you are just picking what's popular or trendy or your favorite or your friend's favorite, that is going to make you blend in and have to explain yourself that much more. And this also applies to your messaging and your content. So it's not just about your visual brand. If you're saying, hey girl, in a headline, but you want to be seen as super professional and executive, that's not aligned. If you're using in order to in your copy, but you want to be seen as laid back, that's not aligned. So you want to let your branding, your messaging, and your content speak for you. You want all of these things to almost act like a name tag that has your Enneagram type, your work style, and your personality all written on it, so that when people show up to a call and they meet you for the first time, they already know you and your personality and your working style without you having to actually tell them. When I ask a lot of business owners that I'm working with how their branding or their website got created, they will often say things like, I went to Pinterest and I searched social media manager color palette, or my college roommate who has Photoshop took a stab at making a logo for me. And that is a reality of what a lot of people have to do when they are first starting out. But if you're an established business and you want to be seen for the business that you are, you need to make sure that you're being very intentional with branding, content, and messaging so that it aligns. And this is what will help you stand out online. And the fifth mistake that you are making with your online presence is that you are just filling in templates, specifically your website template, with pictures and copy. Your website is not a resume. It is not a fact sheet. It is not a portfolio. Your website is a journey that takes someone from maybe a little interested to engaged to actually inquiring. If you are just plopping in copy and pictures in a website template and you have no idea what content is necessary on each page to keep someone moving through your site to get them to inquire or to book, you are losing them. I know that I want to do an episode in the future on the journey that someone takes of your website and how to use all of the pages of your site very strategically to actually get someone to book. But I'm going to just quickly share 5 pages of your website that are really critical and what the purpose of each of them is. The first being your homepage. The goal here is that we want to make someone feel seen. Hey, you're in the right place. This is for you. And make them want to dig deeper. So give them a ton of different options of where they can go next and actual enticing reasons to go there. Your homepage is not a hard sell. You're not going to close the deal on the homepage when someone gets there for the first time. Then we've got your about page. The purpose here is to build authority, credibility, and show the skills that you have to help your clients. We are not going to show your year-by-year experience. That does not matter to clients, and that does not get them to actually book with you. Then we've got your services page, where we want to explain your offers in a way that actually gets someone to book, not lay out a contract of features or parameters around your services. Then we've got the results or client love or portfolio page. And what we're going to do here is we're going to prove that you can actually do the thing that you say that you can do through testimonials, before and afters, or explaining your methods. This page is not going to be a massive dump of testimonial quotes or pictures with absolutely no context. No one's going to scroll through and read paragraphs and paragraphs of text if you've not given them a reason to actually care about all of this information. And then, of course, last, we've got our contact page. And the goal here is we want to make it as easy as possible for someone to take action. We're not going to bury our email because, hey, there are people who are reaching out that might want to collaborate with us, give us a media feature of some kind, or do some type of promotion with us. So if you are ready for your business to be the no-brainer choice, you want clients to say yes without hesitation, and you don't want to spend your entire marketing budget convincing them to do that, then you need premium branding and a premium website that establishes trust with your buyers, saves you time marketing and networking, and truly takes your business to the next level. So if that sounds like you, I'm going to share a little bit about my custom branding and custom websites that I do for clients. The goal with these is to attract and impress ideal clients without having to beg, hard sell, or convince them that your business is worth it. Custom branding is just that, plus custom designed assets, as well as onboarding so that you can continuously use your own stuff to create things in the future. And then websites are custom designed in WordPress. It's an all-in-one experience that also includes copy, SEO, onboarding, and training, because ultimately it's your site. So you will be trained to update and maintain it so that you can continue to meet your goals long after your website is launched. And most clients actually choose to do both custom branding and a custom website at the same time, which not only do you save when you bundle both together, you'll actually be able to have a cohesive presence from your website to your social media, to your sales materials, so that you're set up to impress and establish trust with every single new client. Because ultimately, if you know who you're trying to attract and you're ready to scale your business, then combining custom branding with a custom website is the best way to make an impressive splash with your new presence. My approach as a designer is not to pigeonhole your business. I operate as a partner in your goals. You're not going to get a cookie cutter deliverable from me. You tell me who you're trying to attract, what you want them to know about your business, and what you need to achieve, and I'll use design to get you there. I also educate at every step. So if you've ever worked with a designer who couldn't explain their choices, that's not what you'll get from me and my team. I take an empathetic and educational approach where I always explain the why behind every concept, revision, and recommendation. And ultimately, I'm here to serve you. This is your business, your brand, your website. I'm just your guide to help you achieve your goals, but my ego is never bigger than your instincts. This is truly a done-for-you service that aligns with your business's needs and aspirations. So if this sounds like you and you're super excited to move forward, check out the show notes for links to get started working together. And if you're not yet ready to invest in my done-for-you services, I've got two free resources I want to share. The first is my branding crash course. It's three simple steps to create profitable branding. And then I've got my free masterclass, which is five things your homepage needs to book more clients. If you're new here, make sure that you're subscribed because next episode, I'm sharing everything that I've learned guesting on 30 plus podcasts, where I'm going to be giving tips for both podcast guests and hosts to get the most out of the experience. I'll see you there. What can better design actually do for your business? Well, if you've only ever thought about new branding or a new website as an aesthetic upgrade, then I have so much to share with you. Anyone can build a website or design a logo. My expertise is creating your branding and website to achieve your business's goals. And that looks like less time explaining who you are and who you work with, less marketing like crazy, only to feel lost in a sea of competition, and less time spent getting clients to book and pay your prices. And instead, more bookings because your assets get people to take action. More being the easy yes for clients without any begging, and more living the life of your dreams because you've got the ROI. After working with me on custom branding, my client Emily booked 12 clients in 1 month without a discovery call using her newly designed service guide. Are you ready to get started on your custom branding or custom website? I'm currently booking clients for late summer and fall launches. Book a discovery call or apply for a free online presence audit to get started. Check the links in the show notes for more info.